in a short while as well. Let's try and see if we can get to Dr. Judy again. Let's hope this is three times lucky. Dr. Judy, thanks again for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners as well.
All right, thank you. I hope this line holds. Dr. Judy, talk to us about what is a biomedicine. Let's maybe start there so that we can explain to people what do you guys do.
Okay, so a little bit of with my background, I come from a biological science background. So typical subjects like chemistry, biochemistry, microbiology, some pharmacy type of subjects as well. In other words, I get to work a lot in the lab. And, you know, combine things with biology and chemistry, typically more the biochemistry subject field, where we get to, you know, do things in a lab environment, work with proteins and cells and so forth. And also on the chemistry side to design and make molecules and literally bring these two subjects or disciplines together to see how we can actually, you know, create some form of a therapeutic response. Mm. So we do a lot of formulation work. Our expertise as biomedical scientists lie within the dermatology application discipline. So we focus on anything from anti-aging to acne to acute chronic post-surgical wounds, even some illnesses and diseases that you may have that causes some form of expression on the skin. This is definitely where we feel our a very potent level of expertise lies.
Mm. And since this is the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, one of the things that you wanted to highlight was the fact that, yes, as the patient goes through their treatment, one of the most important things to consider is how you look after the skin, very important organ, while a person is going through the treatment.
Yes, absolutely. One of the tremendous traumatic things to go through when you experience some of these cancer treatments are, amongst others, chemotherapy, radiation, immunotherapy, and even cytostatic oral medication. And basically what that means, cyto means cell, and static means to stop cell division to take place. Mm-hmm. And all of these things that I've just mentioned actually comes down and boils down to a term in the dermatology arena that we call skin toxicity. And if some of these chemo drugs actually, you know, come in contact with your skin, it literally would leave a blister. And that's why we refer to the term skin toxicity. So aside from that, if you physically go for some of these treatments, then you will experience severe sensitivity on the skin. You may experience blistering, scaliness, itchiness. We call the severe itchiness is also referred to pruritus, dryness, very, very severely dehydrated skin. And if it's not addressed with the correct type of products, it can actually convert into a wound. And if the wound is not treated properly, it can convert into a chronic wound. And sometimes these patients actually, because they are so prone to infection as well, ultimately succumb to the severe chronic wounds that they have and not necessarily the actual cancer.
Hmm. And so when, you know, a patient goes through all these treatments, how do they know where to begin and what products to use? And I'm sure, you know, sometimes one imagines they're very expensive, but maybe you can guide patients, you know, what would be the most basic things to look out for?
Well, I would definitely say I'm going to use a few terms this evening, but I'll try to explain it as best as possible. The first and foremost thing is we want to look at ingredients that come with a high emollient and humectant activity. And basically what that means is you need ingredients that's quite rich in texture. The viscosity is quite high, so it's going to occlude the skin. It's that type of thickness and creaminess and richness of certain moisturizers and creams that when you apply it, you just know that you know that it's not going to allow the natural moisture that you have in your skin to leach back into the atmosphere. So this is very important. So emollients, we know some of the emollients very well, actually glycerine, propylene glycol, and even some petroleum jellies. And if you can mix all of these things and silicones together, then it's a very rich, high emollient and humectancy level. And some of the patients who actually go for radiation, they experience what we call radiation dermatitis, which is a form of a radiation burn, actually. And you can use these type of humectancy level ingredients on your radiation dermatitis, and you'll immediately feel that it brings some form of relief. And it eventually the radiation dermatitis and sensitivity will just subside completely. Then on the wound care side, because I must say we've seen some very, very severe wounds, and especially for individuals who perhaps don't have medical aid and they do rely maybe on the public sector, health public sector for chemo and radiation, some of these patients are actually on a waiting list to get treatments, and which is very sad. But they eventually struggle from some wounds, you know, and some wounds are not necessarily mastectomy or lymphectomy scars, but physically a wound where the skin stretched so much because of the mass that grow there, that the skin, due to the lack of elasticity, starts to tear. And one of the things that happens is, unfortunately, we like to find any product that maybe if you pick up the product, it says, this product will work for wound care and healing. But that product is not necessarily the correct product to apply on that already fragile skin. And what do I mean by that? There are so many ingredients out there like iodine, chlorhexidine, even peroxidal ingredients that we use day-to-day in wound care, but it's not necessarily to say that it will be a perfect fit for this caliber wound, especially if the skin is already so fragile and compromised. So what my job is, and what we work in our lab environment, is to go and find ingredients that you can give to a breast cancer patient, and we do a lot of pro bono work as well, that you can give to them and allow them to apply the product themselves on the particular wound, and they close the wound for at least 72 hours, 3 days, and then every 3 days they go through a wound dressing protocol. And what we've seen is eventually they get a proper turn in that wound. It starts to heal. The skin cell differentiation starts to improve dramatically. And this is how we enable these type of patients to take care of themselves if they don't necessarily have the means to get to a healthcare professional to help them quickly, or if they're in this particular case on a waiting list to get treated.
And, you know, it's just so important because, you know, this is such a process and also quite an emotional time for patients.
Especially, you know, we think that only a woman get breast cancer, but both men and women get it. It's more prevalent amongst females. But because it affects your womanhood, there's a definite psychological effect. There's an effect of just having either acute or chronic wound that it creates some form of anxiety as well, because now you have to struggle with, I would like to say, two diseases. Disease number one, the cancer, and disease number two, a very chronic wound that just does not want to heal properly. So it creates a lot of anxiety. And what I see also in the wound care industry, the moment when people are anxious about a wound or a disease, then it's that stress that actually delays the healing process. So it's definitely a very, very traumatic experience to go through. I feel that, you know, from our point of view as scientists and healthcare professionals, we would like to facilitate the environment of you know, a calm environment, an ambiance that really facilitates healing to take place. And you know, just put the patient at ease that we have very, very efficient and scientific, robust protocols in place that in the comfort of your own home, we can guide you and we can teach you to go through some of these dressing changes. And what gives them hope is that after that first dressing change, they already start to see dramatic changes in the wound and skin texture start to improve and elasticity starts to improve. And ultimately, they create hope. And we can go to step two and we can take it further with them.
Such insightful information. I really appreciate your time. Biomedical expert Dr. Judy Pretorius there, just giving us the sense of how important it is to look after your skin while you're going through chemo and all the other treatments if you're a cancer patient. This obviously as we highlight Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and very, very important information there. I think you are able to get to her. Her name is Dr. Judy Pretorius. She is a biomedical expert, and they are people that you can find at biomedicalimperium.com. So get in touch with them if you want more details.
Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk.
How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?